Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Texas Attorney General's office is accusing Houston Methodist hospitals of discriminating against patients based on their vaccination status. News 88.7's Michael Adkison spoke with officials from the hospital who say the allegations are untrue.
Houston Methodist Hospital administrators received a letter on Monday from the Office of the State Attorney General threatening to open an investigation into them. The letter, which was not signed by Attorney General Ken Paxton, accuses Houston Methodist of denying organ transplants to patients who haven't been vaccinated for COVID-19. The memo cites a post on X from July as evidence. In September, a new state law took effect explicitly outlawing requirements for vaccination in order to receive an organ transplant. A spokesperson from Houston Methodist says there is no such policy, and they are not denying transplants based on vaccination status. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
A fleet of new waste disposal trucks hit the streets of Houston this morning with fanfare from City Hall. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
16 of 50 new garbage trucks entered service this morning at the Neches Solid Waste Facility near the intersection of I-69 and the 610 Loop. Mayor John Whitmire was on hand.
We have spent valuable taxpayer dollars on these new assets. So I'm excited to be here this morning. We have a full day. We will leave here and go to other challenges. But this morning, the solid waste, recycling, garbage pickup, we're meeting our challenges.
The new trucks will continue to keep their factory stock color of white before final painting to maximize uptime in service.
Operators of a funeral home in the Houston area are facing felony charges after police say multiple bodies were left to decompose in unsanitary conditions. Michael Richardson owns Richardson Mortuary in Southwest Houston.